the towering principal of West Hill High, Mr. DeFrancesco, lumbered onto the auditorium stage. Looking out at the fidgeting student body, he tapped on the microphone, making sure it was live. He paused. Pretty much everyone ignored him, so he kept at it, the tapping becoming a background drumbeat to the hundreds of overlapping conversations. As I sat and watched, my mind drifted. The tapping, the talking, became part of my usual daydream, the soundtrack for my legs and arms as they locked into a precise rhythm. Kick, kick, kick. Stroke, stroke, stroke. A brief, familiar pain seared through my left shoulder. My eyes watered, and I squeezed them tight. When I reopened them, I was again reminded of my new reality. I was a full-time air breather. Shifting on the hard wooden seat, I glanced at my fellow students, noting the mostly average bodies, lacking tone and definition. So different from the fit and often ripped bodies at the elite high school for high-performance athletes, my old school. As you are aware, the results of the spring student council election, Principal DeFran started, then upped the volume. For the positions of president and vice president have been declared null and void. As if on cue, a chorus of boos rang out. The flagrant attempt to undermine democracy was truly shocking. DeFran paused, peering over his reading glasses. There was substantial rule-breaking, including fake news and campaigning on social media. Voting is exactly 1 week from today, September 17th. Listen up, people. You are about to hear from the four candidates running in pairs. First up are Jamie Denning and Dean Diaz. Not waiting for DeFran to finish, my brother Jamie took position at the back of the stage, a swath of navy velvet curtains slung over his shoulders, superhero-like. In a flourish of fabric, he emerged with an old-style boombox propped on his shoulder. A familiar hip-hop song filled the air, and Jamie dance-strutted to center stage. People started clapping in time as my mouth went slack. I'd wondered why Jamie had worn so many layers to school. Then it hit me. He was going to shed those many layers in front of the school. Right now. Shit! Seriously? I said, to no one in particular. Wait, what? Oh my God, Jamie's so awesome, exclaimed a tall girl sitting on my right, sporting a high bun. She pulled out her phone and flicked on the camera app. Don't, I said, leaning in. Remember what DeFran said about social media? He might get disqualified. She gazed at me sideways, then nodded, clicking off the app. I glanced at the stage where Jamie played peekaboo with his baseball hat before turning my attention to a white thread dangling from my shirt sleeve. Some catcalls rang out. I looked up as he tossed the cap. The music changed to a more poppy vibe, and Jamie started slowly unwinding his blue scarf, his hips swaying in time as the audience got noisier. Wow, this is so, the high bun girl said, biting her lower lip. Cringy? I offered, crossing, then uncrossing my legs. No way, he's hot, she declared, turning to me, her eyes widening. I'm his sister, I started. Ah, she raised her eyebrows. Reese, I added, but my words were swallowed up by a chorus of, take it off.